hours after Ariel Sharon declared his commitment to an independent Palestinian state, tens of thousands of Jewish settlers and their supporters gathered in downtown Jerusalem to protest the U.S.-backed roadmap to peace. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
For the past 2 years, the people of Israel have been stronger than the leaders, Israeli Cabinet Minister Effie Eitam told the cheering crowd, and then he made them a promise. This land is our home, and no power in the world can remove us from it, can divide it, or can give pieces of it to murderers, he said. The demonstrators here say Israel has already tried to make a deal with the Palestinians, the Oslo Peace Accord signed on the White House lawn almost 10 years ago. The result, they say, is the past 32 months of violence. One protester, Cynthia Friedman, carried a big sign saying God's roadmap, the Bible, gives us this land. She says Prime Minister Ariel Sharon is making a terrible mistake in proceeding with the roadmap. She says Israel is rewarding the Palestinians for suicide bombings.
Why are we rewarding them with a second Palestinian state? They already have one called Jordan on 78% of Palestine. They don't need another one. The only thing they need is to destroy the Jewish land. That's what they're trying to do.
There's also deep disappointment with Sharon, the man who used to be the settlers' hero. Sharon stunned the settlers when he used the word occupation to describe Israel's rule of the West Bank and Gaza Strip, which to these demonstrators are the Jewish heartland mentioned in the Bible. Many here say Sharon has lost the right to call himself their leader. The settlers here are angry, and they're concerned about their future. But most say they expect to still be in their homes 20 years from now. Chagai Kalush, a father of nine from the Jewish settlement of Ma'on near Hebron, says the settlers have a secret weapon. I believe in our Father in heaven who looks out for us, he said. We saw what happened with Oslo, and in the end, the same thing will happen to the roadmap. Even from every bad thing comes something good. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Jerusalem.